Pick up USA Today, 25 cents at newsstands.
USA brings you the USA.
Dude, I see a flashing blue light and also an amber light at about mid-span on the Mercer Island Bridge. Larry, we apparently have a disabled vehicle there. I'll be checking that out and give you an update shortly.
And now it's time again for Letters to Lar.
I love this part of the program. Let's see, return address to get this sucker open. It's from Robert T. Mucko. Dear Lar, here are my predictions, if you care. Well, of course I care, Mr. Mucko. I predict, to supplement his income, Superman will stop fighting crime and start handling divorce cases. Robert T. Mucko predicts that Elizabeth Taylor will become a threat to world peace by marrying the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Robert T. Mucko predicts that, thanks to Brooke Shields' TV commercials, all Americans will, in fact, stop smoking. But the tobacco industry will sell more cigarettes than ever before as teenagers begin sticking them in their ears. Mucko has another one. Listen to this one, right? Benji the dog and Brooke Shields will make their final movie together. Now, the uncompleted film will be released as a short subject entitled Benji Bites Brooke in the Blue Lagoon.
Hey.
Those are.
Hey. You want to go to jail? No. Hey, Lawrence, who is the Mucko? This is
Robert T. Mucko of Woodenville.
Again, I'm printing with a Korean, but who is this dude that introduces here's Lar?
Staff announcer.
It's your staff announcer?
Yeah, staff announcer.
You introduced me to it this afternoon, the only kid on the block who ever had liver spots on his acne. I know, listen carefully when he introduces How Do You Like the Wind, Lar.
Wow.
Hey, it gets tiresome,
wow.
You know?
This is kite weather.
Hey.
Kite weather.
Hey, I don't like the wind when it keeps up and up. I don't like the inanimate objects going around, you see?
Yeah, good point, Ray.
But it does clear the air, and I see you got a flood warning issued for the Stillaguamish at this time, but the flood warnings that continue on the Nooksack and Snohomish have been canceled for the Chehalis, so we add one and get rid of one, and so we got three with flood alerts on today. Why? Because it's warm. Why? That's it. As a matter of fact, why we had got about 47 yesterday, we're going for 50 this afternoon, still have the gale warnings up off the coast and through the strait on our inland waters. We're gonna keep it huffing and puff here, 25 to 40 through this morning, drop down to 20 to 30 this afternoon through tomorrow, as you probably know, snow level at 5,000 feet heavy in the north. You see, Lawrence, we're caught in the sandwich circulation between the low up there in the Gulf, that broad, flat high halfway between the Hawaiian Islands and our area, and we got a 5 to 10 degree broad belt of wet westerlies flowing right through our area, degree being about 60 miles, a little fiber. What are you laughing at me for? I'm thinking about the letter of...
The look on your face.
Yes. Well, that's a long sucker, you know.
It just
keeps running right through. So there's not much change, Lar.
Yeah.
No, there isn't. No. It's going to be a bit windy and warm. We got the hot wine special girls want to go up there skiing.
Uh-huh.
And they're going to be a 6,000-foot snow level tomorrow, Lar.
Who wants to go up there skiing?
Yeah, they go, the hot wine special. The little ladies that go up there midweek, you know, and just have a deucedly good time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know.
Well, here's another prediction by Mucko.
Oh, Lord.
Mucko says a large corporation will release a line of Eastern frozen pets, which can be thawed, petted, taught tricks, and refrozen indefinitely.
That's... Lar, you're going to introduce me to both the introducing announcer and Mucko.
Yeah, you want to meet Mucko. So it's going to be wet and windy, WW.
Wet,
right?
And windy and warm, don't forget that.
Wet, windy, and warm.
Tell further notice.
All right, Ray, you have a beautiful day, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I will. I'll look forward to seeing you later, pal.
You know where I'm coming from, don't you?
Amen.
Hey, we've got about a minute, Ted, till 7, practically.
Well, Larry, a solid, heavy flow of traffic here all the way from the shoreward apartments westbound, approaching the Mercer Island Bridge. We had a disabled vehicle here earlier. It has been cleared back up from about Highway 405, westbound approaching the Evergreen.
Okay, if you miss what Ray says, it's going to be wet and it's going to be windy. you know, it's no big thing. It's just going to be sort of the pits. You know, speaking, unmarried women in Kenya's Nairobi reportedly are lobbying for a new law to require all of their husbands to wear wedding rings. They have been tricked too many times, they say, by errant husbands who love them and leave them. Now, Mike's Love and War man understands their plight, but does not support their proposed ordinance. He says you cannot legislate fooling around. I mean, you just can't.
Almost 7 a.m. at KOMO. The bridges are open. However, a cigarette...